We're back on the second half of the Joburg Forum. We have an incredibly interesting program now. I'm with Prof. Gary, and I think we're going to be the first in South Africa to dedicate or to talk about WordPress. Now, as far as I know, I checked and this and that, and there has been a few mentions, but to actually, you know, talk about WordPress, explain what it is, that type of thing, you're hearing it now. So we're making history here, Gary. For those of you who don't know what WordPress is, let me start the show. WordPress is an open source platform that makes blogs. You've heard of blogs, and it makes websites or helps create websites which are based on CMS's content management system. But we'll get into that a little bit later. I want to just give you a more of a quick facts about WordPress, because it's quite awesome. WordPress currently runs, and I'm using statistics from 2014, so I will do the extrapolation, but currently WordPress runs 75 million websites on the internet.
How many total websites, Al?
There's now a billion.
So the figures I have is about 25% of current websites are running on WordPress.
That's right. I had 17 last year. It's gone up to 25. And those websites, for those of you who do a little bit work with WordPress, CNN, TechCrunch, Forbes, a lot of the popular sites that you see here in South Africa and in the world are run on this platform, this WordPress platform. Here's an interesting one, and I think this is the one that will perhaps motivate a lot of you who are looking for something. 20,000 people every day make money using WordPress. 20,000 people coming into the system are using...
And making money.
And making money.
That's incredible.
That's a really interesting thing. So, again, if you're looking for an opportunity, possible second income, building websites, selling, that type of thing, we will give you our contact details later. By the way, if you want to add comments or suggestions or whatever tonight, 41348 on the cell phone, on air at mixfm.co.za. Please send us your comments, questions, and suggestions. We will try our best to respond to that. And as Prof. Gary said, that about 25% of the websites in the entire world run on WordPress. And it's the biggest site of its kind on the planet. There are more than 24,000 plugins. Now, for those of you who don't know plugins, WordPress comes as I wouldn't say a standalone, but you can build things, you can build websites, you can build blogs, you can do all kinds of things with WordPress. But these 20,000-odd plugins are ones that give you, for example, a choice of fonts or helps you with imaging. I did a karate site last night and added 80 pictures to it, and I needed to organize those pictures into what we call galleries and albums. So these plugins were able to allow me to put those pictures into those galleries and albums, to resize them, change the order, that type of thing. So that's what these plugins do. They help you. They're accessories to a website, and they help you make it better or manage it better. If you want to maybe start a newsletter, add sound, add video like YouTube, then that's what these are for. These 24,000 plugins, they've been downloaded 295 million times.
Whoa.
300 million. These plugins. I work with one called Timely, for example. We are the world's largest calendar. So we provide a free calendar for every WordPress site. You can go there and get that and add a calendar, and it's got all different kinds of views. And, you know, we have over a million people who are using that software, that plugin. Translations, it is in German, Croatian, Japanese, Norwegian, Canadian, Swiss.
I believe it's Swedish, 40 languages.
Yeah, it's a long, long list here. French. So it is truly one of the most global-friendly sites, because it is translated into all that language. It's interesting when you go see a Japanese WordPress site. I mean, you can't read it, but it's there. And with if you work with Google, you can get translations. Here's another one that goes back to relates to the fact that, you know, 20,000 people every day are making money from WordPress. WordPress is one of the most requested skills in the world. The demand for people who to train or use or provide WordPress sites and services. We're not talking about heavy programmers here. I mean, they are out there. We're talking about people who know their way around a WordPress site. We had our first WordPress South Africa meeting last Tuesday, and welcome to all of you who were at the meeting. Welcome to the show tonight. And what we found is that there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of people out there who want to learn how to build a website, or build a website or a blog, or have you are using one now and need some support. Our first inquiry that came through our meetup session was a company who wanted SEO, which is called search engine optimization. In other words, wanting to link their site to Google. So when somebody was searching for this particular sector, then this company's website would appear as close as they could to the top. I mean, that, the secret of Google is to be on the first page. You can buy your way into that, or you can use special keywords and that type of thing. And just for those of you in the know, 6 days ago, Google changed that, what they call algorithm in terms of search. And if you are, if your site is more mobile friendly, then the search results will favor those sites which are mobile friendly. If they're not, and people have to struggle with their mobile phone to see your site because they have to change it all around, then you will drop in rankings. Some of you, including myself, we used to use Joomla and Drupal, which are very good systems. I don't know, Doc. What do you, Prof? What do you think about those two systems? What's your opinion?
They're great, but I WordPress is now the market leader with 53% of all the sites using that as a content management system. So I think for ease of use, simplicity. As they say, simplicity is the ultimate form of sophistication.
Yeah.
I think you can't beat WordPress. As you mentioned, it's open source, which really means that you pay no license fee to use the software. And it's being programmed and developed by hundreds and thousands of people worldwide. So if you're a developer, you can actually also do your bit to grow WordPress. You mentioned 24,000 plugins. I believe the latest figure is about 30,000.
It grows. It really grows fast.
And the plugins, I usually compare that to things like apps. We all know apps on our cell phones.
Yeah.
It just adds functionality. And you mentioned very important the search engine optimization, or SEO. There's also a free of charge plugin that you can install on your WordPress site to help you with SEO, so that Google ranks or rates you better and higher down, because we all want to be on the first page when we search for a doctor in Midrand, or a consultant, or a motor mechanic. And I think that's the biggest challenge today, is to be seen out of the millions of websites.
Well, you brought up a very interesting point. It's a fundamental thing which people don't realize. The normal thinking when all this started was, oh, I'll build a website and the world will come knocking to my door, which is not the case. It's the same as if you built the most, say, beautiful house in the world. If you didn't tell everybody or anybody where it's located, they would never find you. So you really wouldn't have the most beautiful house in the world. The website is exactly the same. You can have a beautiful website. You could be giving away motor cars for free. But if people don't know what that address is or where to go or to find you, then your efforts on that one are quite useless. And when we get into the kind of second half, we'll get down to basics, because I know that there's quite a few people who are tuned in tonight who want to know the real basics. So we will get into that. Welcome back to the second half of the, or the last quarter of our Johannesburg Forum. As I mentioned, to welcome everybody, WordPress users, we had a lot. And maybe just on that basis, just a reminder, if you use WordPress, or if you're interested in WordPress, wanting to build a blog or website, you need to contact us. We are representing WordPress South Africa. We're actually WordPress South Africa Users Group is probably the best way to explain it. We, like I say, had our first meeting on Tuesday. We're getting kind of all the WordPress people together so we can share information, share skills, resources, ideas, that type of thing. And everybody is welcome, from beginners, even if you haven't used WordPress or anything like that. You could be an old programmer, or maybe just someone who's interested in building websites or as a business. For example, if you have design skills, right now the WordPress design community, let me just give you this interesting fact. The going rate for a WordPress designer is $60 an hour. Okay? That's 600 rand an hour.
No, that's 720.
720, sorry, that's right, today's rate. 720 rand an hour to design graphics for these websites. And
but do you think that's realistic in South Africa?
I have seen, it depends. If you go to agencies who, you know, are dealing with corporates, that's, in fact, that's lower than what they're charging. But okay. I think for the kind of man on the street, I think it's probably more 400-500 rand an hour. But it's still, it's a good, you know, if you've got any kind of design skills and, you know, that type of thing, you can make a nice living here.
Great skill to have.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. If somebody had a gun to my head and said to draw, I'd die. I can't draw worth anything. So it would be a nice...
part of this user group is to get those skills together.
Yeah.
To help them, train them, and then sell those skills.
That's right. And then maybe to cap that off, for those of you who deal a little bit with WordPress, we're hoping to be able to receive the official nod to start what they call a WordCamp here in Johannesburg and Pretoria. It'll be quite big, so we're now just looking for venues and that type of thing. But what it does, it's a 1-2-day kind of gathering of, we estimate, between 300 and 400 users. Some are beginners, some are advanced, but everybody comes together and we talk about WordPress and tips and tricks, and there'll be presentations there from people who, you know, can help you. And maybe just to give you a preview of that, Prof and I will spend the next few minutes just explaining, for those of you out there, how to actually start from it could be your next-door neighbor who wants to start a website. So what's the first thing that this person, your next-door neighbor, needs to do to build a website? Maybe he's got a little gardening service or something.
Okay, that's obviously the starting point. Yeah. What business do you want to start, or what do you want to blog about? Then I would say the first step is to get a domain name.
Okay.
Now, domain name, like mine, is profgary.co.za. That is a domain or URL. That's the first step. Now, you can simply go to co.za. In your browser, just type in co.za and enter, And you can then actually search. So when you decide your name is, you want your domain as Prof. Gary, then it will check to see if it's available. If it's not, then you'll have to change that name.
So like a Bruce's Gardening Service or that type of thing.
Yes, yeah. Preferably not too long, the name, because people will have to type it in.
Well, there's a little bit of a trick in there. I think a lot of the experts say, well, you need to, it's essential that in your name you need to
put the keywords.
So the keyword would be what kind of service it is. Is it a restaurant or a gardening service or a chauffeur service? What about location? Is it important to put the location there? Does this have to say Midrand Gardening Services or
Pretoria? I think if you specialize in that, it probably makes some sense. But you also add your keywords into your website.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be in the name. I still prefer a fairly unique name, descriptive. But not too long.
Not too long.
And watch out for the spelling.
I was just going to say.
We can be very creative with the spelling.
Mm.
But when people hear that name, they should be able to remember it, first of all, and be able to spell it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that you can actually find the website. But you use the keywords in your website, so when they type in Midrand Gardening Service, they should get to you if you're doing the right things.
Yeah.
Right, so the first step is the domain name. That costs currently about 75 Rand per year, and you just renew it on a yearly basis. So that's quite cheap. And then the very important second step is the host. You have to host your website on somebody's machine somewhere in the world. Now, you can do that any place in the world, basically. There are various hosting companies in South Africa and then many overseas. I personally use an American hosting company.
How come? Why do you do that?
I just see my business as an international business, and okay. It was just very easy, very professional. I've got 24/7 support on that, so even the time difference between the States and South Africa is not a problem.
Okay.
So it just worked very well for me. Within an hour or two, I was up and running, and I could start my first website. You can, however, also go to WordPress.com, and they will host your website for you. But I find that a bit restrictive. I need more flexibility. I want unlimited sites, because I currently have about 12 different sites. El, I believe you've got about 30.
Yeah, about 30 sites.
That's incredible. I prefer going to WordPress.org. O-R-G. Instead of WordPress.com. I think many people make that mistake, and they're slightly confused. I just think the .org one is more flexible. You download the software for free,
okay,
your WordPress software, and you upload it to your host.
And that's it.
And then the next step is to start building your site, and that's also as easy as 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Just to touch back on the hosting part, there was a time when I think international hosting, overseas hosting, was significantly less. You could get a lot of value. You could get unlimited this, unlimited emails, unlimited SQL databases, et cetera, et cetera. And now South Africa, though, I see, has now caught up a fair bit. The value, I saw that you could go for hosting for, say 15 or 20 Rand a month type of thing.
Yeah,
if you wanted to.
That's true.
It's limited, but it's a good start, I think, until you get into a level where you've got a lot of graphics or you've got orders or you're doing e-commerce or that type of thing. Then you wouldn't need to get a really powerful host. But knowing that it's there for later on, I think, is important. So, yeah.
But thinking that your website is available worldwide, 24/7,
so you can make money while you're sleeping.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My host account, I just checked, they've got a 50% discount currently on.
Oh, perfect.
And I just worked out it's about 60 Rand a month, and it's unlimited domains, unlimited.
You can have all 12 sites on your one account.
Well, you can have 100 sites.
True.
And once you get into WordPress, you start looking at making more, or developing more sites. So you would initially start with one, but very soon your neighbors will ask you for a website as well. And the great thing is, I always tell people, don't run a business on a Gmail email account.
No.
But with WordPress and with the hosting, you can then make up your own email addresses, and generally unlimited number of them. So you can have one for each person, or you can have one for info or sales or support. And it sounds so much better than just using a Gmail account.
No.
I don't think you're really serious about business if you're running your business on a Gmail account.
So, for example, it could be gary@midrancleaningservices.co.za.
Correct.
Right?
Or sales or technical
sales
or support
whatever.
Or whatever. And you can use that to separate the different emails. You can maybe send your support to your technical guys, the sales to obviously your salespeople. And it just looks a lot more professional. Right, so let's just sum up. You've got your domain name. You've registered that. You need a hosting account.
Mm-hmm.
Then you upload WordPress to your hosting account. Now, a lot of the hosts actually is one click and it installs WordPress for you.
It's almost there, literally, hey?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have what they call quick install.
Mm-hmm.
Mine takes about, I think, I don't know if it's 30 seconds.
Cool.
And WordPress is up, and I can start working.
Latest version, too, by the way, yeah?
The latest version, 4.2.1.
Yeah.
I see they've had 95 versions so far, because there's obviously 0.2, 0.1, 0.1,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
95 versions, and they started in 2003. So we're going in our 12th year, and very exciting stuff.
Yeah,
And whether you want to run your business on the internet or not, it's irrelevant. Even if you have a little shop, we all need websites now. I just came from a talk, and you know, I said to the people, I want to search at night. Maybe I don't sleep at night, or I do all my research at night.
Hmm.
So I can go to your little shop, see what you offer, look at your menu, order a product, or ask a question.
Yep.
And tomorrow,
book an appointment. You can even book an appointment, right?
Even book an appointment.
Yeah.
So it's not just for online businesses.
Mm.
I think a website now is like having a cell phone.
Standard.
You can't have it. Go without
yeah.
it.
Well, maybe to add to that, South Africa has a luxury of having three major, what we call undersea cables, which provide huge amounts of bandwidth. And if you notice, you talk to, for example, any of the cell companies, computer companies, everybody's now getting connected. If you go to Chwani, they now offer free Wi-Fi for the bulk of the residents there. Johannesburg is now on the verge of putting theirs up. Some of the townships, Soweto, a month ago started a new Soweto Wi-Fi a company, Cape Town, Knysna was one of the first ones. So all the cities and towns and individuals and companies are now getting connected to the internet. When people do that, they will start looking for what we would call content. They're looking for entertainment, they're looking for music, they're looking for chat rooms, they're looking for all kinds of things. They want to do, meet, engage, do all those types of things. That's where you, if you haven't got a website and you might have a small business or something, it is a good time to do that. It's a good time to mark your space on the internet, let people know the kind of services that you have, because the days of the kind of flyer and newspaper and all those things, I think they're, you know, getting numbered, eh?
Yeah.
So, yes, as Prof says, get yourself a website. It's easy, and of course the reason we're talking about WordPress is that it's probably one of the easiest, and as he mentioned in the beginning, it's an open source situation. It does not cost anything. You just have to pay for your hosting and your domain name. I would just want to mention again, if you are interested in WordPress, building a blog or website, you can give us an email. Our email is info@wpsouthafrica.org.za. The website is the same, www.wpsouthafrica.org.za. We're on Facebook, WordPress South Africa Network Group. You can log in, join. We'll send you all the information. We'll be happy to assist you. Prof and I are, you know, evangelists of WordPress. We use it. It's easy. Maybe that's why we use it, because it's easy. I'm certainly not a rocket scientist or designer by any means, but I'm able to work through. Prof, anything you want to add before we close?
No, I think just what you say, get out there, buy yourself a domain, a hosting account, and start your website tomorrow, even if it's just for your family members or
true.
About your cat or something. It doesn't matter. Or a Forbes 500 company where they can all do with WordPress. If you want to contact me, profgary@profgary.co.za. Give me a shout there. There's a contact form. See what we're doing. And as Al says, go to wpsouthafrica.org.za.
Yeah. And we're all throughout the Jatoria region. Prof is up in the Centurion Pretoria region. I'm down in Midrand Joburg, so we'll be able to. We have a team now of 39 people.
Excellent.
Yeah, so we're growing very fast. That's all been in the last 18 days. So thank you very much for joining us here at the Johannesburg Forum. We will see you, listen to you, and hear you next week.